B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Isn't it great to be able to have Adam Schefter joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline? Bounce forward.
Yeah, he's brought to us by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love me some DraftKings Sportsbook.
Adam, it's like a countdown as you join us here, as everybody's just pensively waiting, like Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney with a Carson Wentz trade. And how long do you believe we potentially could have to wait on this thing?
Well, when we reported this weekend, we said the trade was expected and it could be as early as this week. And that was the language that was used, and I still believe that that's true. We're on Wednesday. I still think it could be this week. It doesn't mean it will be this week. But I still think it is absolutely trending in the direction of him getting traded. I still believe he's getting traded. And again, we'll see whether it's today or tomorrow or Friday or into next week. But they're going to deal him.
I'm wondering whether there are more than just the Bears and the Colts at the table. I've heard a lot of different conflicting reports.
Well, what do you consider at the table?
Actively making calls to find out what it would take. That they would be pursuing, not the Eagles trying to see, do they have an interest?
Well, this is what I can tell you. The Bears and Colts are not the only teams, not by a long shot, that have called about Carson Wentz. Now, is there a team that's willing to step up? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Is there a team that's laying in wait that wants? I don't know. I know they've gotten enough interest from enough teams. I would say there are, that I can count, that I know, at least two or three other teams that have called. Doesn't mean they're in or not in, right? But that they've called to see what it would take.
Schefter,
and you wait to see whether one of them is going to step up in the end or not.
This has gone so unbelievably bad for this organization as far as thinking you had a franchise quarterback, Schefter. So in your reporting, I'm not saying who do you lay blame on, but who, from your reporting, if there is someone to blame that this has gone bad, would it lay more on Carson Wentz or would it lay more on Howie Roseman?
Well, look, or what about the coaches?
Sure.
Why Howie Roseman? Why Carson Wentz? Why not the coaches? Well, I mean, again, they did make wholesale coaching changes, right? We had a situation last year. I mean, look. When you've got the guy that we all thought was the guy, because we've had conversations on this station that they were set at the position for years to come, which we thought they were, and it doesn't work out the way that we thought it would, I think everybody deserves some blame. Everybody. Nobody's immune from it. I don't know that you look to one person more than any other and say, boy, this is the person that we need to criticize here. For Carson's regression,
right,
and him going the wrong way. What do most people believe? Having the pulse of the city and the calls you take and the conversations you have, what do most people believe is the cause for his regression?
I think it goes Howie won.
The surrounding cast.
Yeah.
Surrounding cast seems to be a lot of the talk.
Howie won what? Because they drafted the quarterback?
No,
it's weak.
Adam, I know this about this story, though. Is there a... Do you believe when this story is unveiled and we're talking about it down the line that Carson Wentz will end up looking better than he looks today or looking worse when the details of this story come out?
I don't know the answer to that, Joe. I don't know how it's going to shake out. Look, there was a strained relationship, very strained, between Carson and Doug. The Eagles moved on from Doug. The Eagles moved on from not because solely what happened with Carson. I think there were other factors. I don't know. But to get back to before, why, I'm curious.
I knew you were going to come back to
because
that.
Because, Adam, this roster... Is decrepit.
Oh, the roster. Okay.
Surrounding cast, that they didn't do enough. They took chances to try to improve Carson Wentz's lot in life, But they left him with a pea shooter going to a gunfight. I mean, there are so many swings and misses, it's embarrassing.
Okay, again, like I said, I think there's enough blame to go around for everybody. What about a good quarterback being tough enough to overcome that? What about a coaching staff that elevates the play of his players and makes sure, you know, when Bill Belichick was taking all those teams to the Super Bowls all those years without a top draft pick, with undrafted free agents, and everybody was rising up because Tom Brady was elevating their play and the coaching staff. Like, that's what good teams do.
Yeah, Adam.
I'm not casting blame at one person. That's me.
Okay.
That's me.
Yeah, Adam. So, you know, the Stafford deal, you and Mort's reporting basically says that the Eagles are asking for a Stafford-like deal. I think we all agree here that they're not going to get that, and they're crazy. Now, you know, one first-round pick I think is a bare minimum. From the people you've talked to in the league, what is the perceived value of Carson? And I'm not talking about the specific teams involved with the trade. I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people. What is kind of the word on what the value of Carson Wentz ultimately should be?
Well, what it should be and what it is may be two different things. But I think in the end, I don't think the Eagles are going to pull the trigger on the deal until they have what they believe is a really strong package. And I think that they already feel like they're far enough along, which is why we said he's expected to be traded, to think that they've got enough offers on the table, enough interest, that they're going to move him. And so what is that going to be in the end? I don't know. My guess would be it'll be a couple of draft picks. That's my guess.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So to that point, do you believe there's a deal already good enough on the table they're willing to accept, and they're trying to drive the market up from other teams?
Well, if there was an offer on the table good enough to accept it, they would have done that already. Drive up the price of other teams. I don't know if they're trying to drive it up, but I think that they are waiting to see if and when it goes up, because it's February 10th. And they really don't have to do anything until the third day of the league year, when Carson is due a $10 million roster bonus, right? So that's the day that they have to move by. So they've got a month to get something done. I think they're going to get something done sooner. That's my read on it. Because there's just enough interest, and enough teams want clarity, and they want direction. And the Eagles and Howie, they could sit back all day and wait for the price to try to go up. But at some point, everybody's got to make a decision and go their own ways, right? Like, if you're going to buy a house and you make an offer and everybody's sitting around, at some point, either the buyer is saying, I'm moving on, or the seller says, I'm moving on. Like, we have an idea of what it's going to be. Either we do it and move forward, or we don't and move on.
Adam, I got to tell you, when I look at this entire process of this offseason, when Nick Sirianni was hired, I believed that Nick Sirianni was hired to come in and fix Carson Wentz.
Incorrect.
Absolutely. No, I'm going to be proven incorrect the day he's out the door. What I'm having a hard time believing is, of all the candidates that are out there, the Todd Bowles is, if you want to get into that round, if we want to go and investigate once again the behavior of this Eagles team when they were searching for candidates for head coach, how Eric Bieniemy didn't even get in front of them. I mean, to me, I can't believe Nick Sirianni was the right answer. And maybe I'm going to be proven wrong 3 years from now, but if he wasn't being brought in to fix Carson Wentz, I find it hard to believe that they went out and found this diamond in the rough that no other organization seemed to be pursuing for a head coach.
Well, that's what we're going to find out here, right?
Sure. Again, and I might be wrong. I might be absolutely wrong on it.
Well, let me say this, that when teams hire coaches. It's a lot like draft picks. A lot like draft picks. You pick the guy that you believe is the right guy and gives that team the best value. And sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're not. And in the cases of coaches, every year there's 6-7 changes. If we go back to the turn of the century, I think we averaged 6.8 openings per year. And if you look at all the hires every year, one, maybe two, turn out to be really strong hires. One or two. So Nick Sirianni's chances going in, frankly, are probably 15-20% that he's going to succeed over time and be there for the long haul, right? I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time before we know, but the chances are that most of these guys who are hired don't last long.
Chef, to you.
So John.
Yes.
John, the chances are on your side.
Oh, yeah. And again, I'm not acting like I know heads or tails from Nick Sirianni. I'm just saying of when I see a guy like Eric Bieniemy, if I was doing the blind resume test, and by the way, there's a lot of sort of shaky stuff that went down about that, too, where the Eagles didn't request an interview, and Andy Reid claims that the Eagles claim that they did, and Andy Reid says that they didn't. There's a lot of shaky stuff around there that makes me wonder how the whole process went down. And some of it may be I'm misinformed, and there's some things I don't know of what went on.
I'll just say this. Again, to the Todd Bowles point, who's got Philadelphia connections, who understands the city. What's the rush to go hire a head coach? I know everybody wants to get out in front so they can put together their staff. Why can't we wait to see how the season plays out and make our move then? No, season ended? Oh, Eric Bieniemy's free. Todd Bowles is free. Byron Leftwich is free. Mike Kafka's free. Let's go talk to all of them. And if we lose out on some assistant coaches and some staffing, that's the way it goes. But there is this great rush by teams every year to get that staff hired. And by the way, I can understand it for a team like the Lions or Falcons or Texans that fired their coach early in the year and had weeks, if not months, to investigate, study, research head coaches. If you're late into the pool the way the Eagles were, why do we have to have a head coach a week later?
That's true.
I'm just wondering. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And by the way,
right, exactly.
Nick Sirianni may be proven to be the right hire. It may turn out to be a great head coach. And they acted quickly because they identified a coaching talent. We're going to see. That's the great part about it.
Adam, can we ask for your help a little bit? We launched a campaign yesterday morning, and I'm not sure you've seen it on social media, where we're trying to sort of change the narrative. I come home, and after 25 years in Atlanta, I constantly would be being asked, what's with those Philadelphia fans? What's with your fans? What's with your people?
Yeah.
So we're as a show trying to change the narrative here as Carson gets ready to exit town. We're going to collect Carson Wentz gear and make sure that we don't have morons lighting it on fire because he doesn't deserve to be. And we're going to make sure it gets into the hands of good organizations that can use it for good measure. And we asked appreciative fans to make donations yesterday to Carson's foundation, tagging 11 cents in it. So whatever donation you want to make, put 11 cents on it, $11. As of 6 o'clock yesterday, at some 400-some people had already stepped up to donate and to do that. And it's on our social media, but a little push from you wouldn't hurt. You know, I'm just saying.
I'll retweet it. Wait,
that'd be great.
You put out a tweet like we're raising money for Carson Foundation.
Yeah, 97.5 JK Show, and we put it out there, and a little nudge from you never would hurt. You have a strong following, by the way. Did you know that?
To say the least.
You have a strong following.
Yeah, it's a...
It's a cult.
Interesting.
It's a cult.
It's a burden and it's a blessing.
Yes.
I mean, listen, first and foremost, it's a blessing, right? I feel privileged and honored that. Sorry, but you'd be amazed at how many people on a regular basis reach out. Can I get a tweet? Can I get a tweet?
Yeah.
Can I get a tweet? Can I get a tweet? Right now, for you guys. Of course.
There you go.
It's for a good charity. Yeah.
And it's for a good cause, too. We're trying to change the narrative that it's not burn his jersey, get the hell out the door, that we're showing appreciative. It's $11 for the 11 wins that he contributed the Super Bowl season and his jersey number. So there, you know, and we think, and show us some appreciation because, you know, it just didn't go right here. And, you know, nobody's wishing him the ill. So thanks. Appreciate it, Shafton.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. We'll get that done.
Thanks, man.
Be well. Enjoy Carson watching. We'll talk next week.
We will. We'll talk
soon. Thanks, Shafty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.